friend that sticks closer than a brother. You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. You are tuned in to WGOD, where God is broadcasting. We're hearing today. We're looking at the church of Thyatira. It went down in history as the corrupt church. And it went down in history, if you have a New King James Bible, you'll see the heading over this portion of Scripture. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18, we're talking about. Right over that verse, the translators of the New King James Bible called this the corrupt church. But when you look and read it, there's only one thing they were doing wrong. And as they were listening to a woman that was over them who was calling herself a prophet. It's funny, we see earlier the Lord condemning. The only two offices we've seen the Lord come down on is those that call themselves apostles. And that is back in Ephesus, where he commended them for testing those people. Something that'll get you thrown out today of some establishments. Having the nerve to test someone that said that they were an apostle instead of bowing down to them. It says they tested those that said they were apostles. How did they test them? A variety of ways. An apostle had to be an eyewitness of the risen Christ. Where's that in the Bible? Acts chapter 1. An apostle had miraculous signs and wonders that accompanied them. If you got in the shadow of one, you were healed. And the handkerchief of the Apostle Paul healed. Great signs and wonders. And they knew the color of Jesus' eyes. That's one of the ways to test them. Here we're seeing a prophet. Now today we're looking, and I'm explaining as we go through this, the message of every single prophet cover to cover, Old to New Testament. There's been one unified message from every prophet. And this is how you know whether or not you're hearing a real prophet or not. Because there was one unified message. That's what we're looking at here today. This is part two of this message, the corrupt church.
If you don't have the God compound, you'll never make it. If you cut bait and run when it's hot in the kitchen, you'll never make it. Perseverance gets developed or produced on the inside when you hunker down in the midst of trials and trouble and allow God to deliver you through whatever it is you're going through. So again, as we see here, they're blessed. The Son of God blesses them for having it. Because when you have it, you can go through anything that comes your way. Just like David and all these people in the Bible that had it. Because God made their life difficult, and He came through for them with whatever they were going through, and it built something on the inside of you that you have to go through to get. Just like what I believe, when you go through the burning fiery furnace, the Son of God goes through with you. But I can't teach it. I can show you of witnesses that had it happen to them. Read the last thing that Paul wrote. At the end, everyone abandoned me except for Jesus Christ who stood with me. The three Hebrews in the furnace. Nebuchadnezzar goes, didn't we put three in there? They said, yep. He goes, why do I see four in there? And the fourth guy looks like the Son of God. Maybe you say, oh, they added that in later. No, that's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. 100 years B.C. That's in the Greek Septuagint. 285 years before anyone heard of Jesus Christ. The book of Daniel, the king says, I see four guys in there, and the fourth guy looks like the Son of God. I can't teach that. You got to go through the fire to have that happen to you. But I guarantee it'll happen. When you go through the fire and stand up for Jesus and firm in the faith and hate your life enough to do what he says and be like Peter and get out of that boat, I guarantee you he'll go with you in the fire. I guarantee it because it says so in here. Because this book is written by witnesses. And it happened to them. And the people that saw it wrote it down so that you would remember it, that God is faithful. And he'll come through with whatever you're going through. Come through for you and whatever you're going through. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him because he careth for you. Okay, we've looked at the Lord's attribute of himself, the Son of God, whose feet are like finely polished brilliance. And his eyes like a flame of fire. He can look right through you. Knows when you're lying. Knows when you're serious. He knows when you mean what you say. And we looked at the Lord's commendation, even to the corrupt church, for what they're doing right. That list of things here. Their works, their love, their service, their faith, their hoopameno, and their works again. Now comes number three, the admonishment, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I've got a few things against you, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. First, the Lord made mention a couple weeks ago with those that call themselves apostles. And the church at Ephesus successfully tested them. Remember? That's what they were commended for. You tested those that said they were apostles and are not, but were the synagogue of Satan. Isn't it funny? Both of these arguable gifts today are the same ones he condemned back then. Those that call themselves apostles. Here he says, I've got this against you. You put up with, you endure this woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. No one else calls her that. The church doesn't acknowledge her as that. She calls herself that. I've met thousands of people that call themselves apostles and prophets. You know how you tell a difference? I'll tell you right here and now. Every prophet, please don't forget this. Every prophet who's ever lived, Old Testament and New, all had the same unified message. Turn from sin. Or like Jonah said, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. The judgment of God is coming. Repent. Quit doing that. Your solemn assemblies make me sick. Turn back to God. Your sins will find you out. If you don't stop sinning and return to God, you're going to die. That's the message of every prophet who's ever lived. So did you know in the New Testament, there is only one thus saith the Lord in the whole New Testament? It's all over the Old Testament. There's only one in the New. Other than the Son of God talking. There's only one, thus saith the Lord, in the New Testament. It comes out of Acts chapter 21, verse 10. The prophet's name was Agabus. He went up to Paul. He took his belt from off of him, and he wrapped it around his arms and says, thus the same is going to happen to the guy that owns this belt. And they're going to haul him away and arrest him. It's the only, thus saith the Lord, in the whole New Testament, which led to his death ultimately. That's the only time you'll see that there. These were the messages of every single solitary prophet who's ever lived, cover to cover, in the Holy Bible. So when someone comes up to you and says they're a prophet, and they tell you where your Uncle Harry hid his will, no one understands. You're not hearing from a prophet of God. No prophet of God will ask you to plant anything. No prophet of God will ask you to sow any seed. He won't ask you for $1,000. He won't ask you for $500. He won't ask you for anything. The prophet of God does not ask you for anything. The prophet of God does not have revivals. I once heard John Hagee say, if I once had a prophet in my church, he would clear this church out in 15 minutes. I don't want a prophet here. I'm scared of them. Hagee said he'll clear my church out in 15 minutes. How many people in here want your sins up here on the overhead? Come on, speak up. Who wants all their sins up here? To go on TV, national TV, for everyone to see all your deep and secret sins, everything you're embarrassed of, everything you did yesterday. Or way back when. This is what a prophet of God did. It's why when Samuel came to town, what happened? It says their knees knocked when he came to town. And his knees knocked. They say, is it well, O seer? They were scared to death when a prophet came to town. Now they hold parties for them. That's the kind of stuff you see in a corrupt church. When prophets come to town, people leave. They don't gather to them, they run from them. Because the message of the prophet is turn or burn. Everyone understand that? The message of the prophet of God is turn or burn. Stop sinning now. Like Jonah, 40 days. My Greek Septuagint doesn't say 40, it says 3. The Greek Old Testament says, 3 days, O Nineveh, you've got 3 days to repent, or else. Not 40. And they put sackcloth on the cats and dogs. 3 days. That is what a real prophet looks like.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.